Okay, unbelievable game. You know, give credit. Both teams really battled that game, going back and forth. We knew it was going to be a one-possession game. You know, just by the history of both teams, we had a pretty good idea it could be that. Field position was going to be a big factor. Special teams was going to be a big factor. And I think all those things came. But I really give credit to our players, the will they had. We talked about at halftime to come out. You know, it's about the coaches come up with a game plan, and really comes down to players making plays. Offense players making plays, defense getting takeaways and stops, and special teams just execution. And for them to put it all together, I think it was even highlighted more by the battle and field position, and to come away with the win is great for our team.
Were you surprised you were able to get that last playoff?
Yeah, you know what? That's you know, there's so many people that you look at. There were some mistakes. Now we had some issues, execution, especially on defense at the end. Some of the plays that were continued, but you know, that play, Blake did a great job, got the ball off, then slipped. I believe right, slipped at the you know, fortitude to get up, keep the play going, and then they you know, hit the face mask. So. You know, that's what I said. I mean, he didn't sit there. He didn't stay down. He kept battling, kept competing. That's our central theme, always compete. And to be able to talk to our guys about that, it's good.
What was it like in a locker room when you got in
there? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, I think they're really happy for a guy like Jason. I think they're happy. I thought we did some really good things defensively in the second half. Came out, we had a turnover, caused a turnover, I believe, and then a three and out, and then I think we had a punt that we got a turnover off of. The offense, we didn't execute. There's something, we just weren't right there. We had opportunities. The missed field goal in the first half. If we make that field goal and we score, it could be 24-14. It's a different game, you know, going to that. But we didn't. And so we still have some of these things that we've got to work through. But, you know, to come through and to finish like that, it's good.
What did you learn about your team? Because they got a couple first downs that could have run out the clock with another first down to sort of blow up on defense.
Yeah, it was. I've seen that through this team. We've seen that part. That's what I think I've told you before. Hey, the effort, the scratching, the clawing, the, you know, everything that they're doing. Hey, let's make sure we continue that part of it. That's a strength of ours, and we want to build on that strength. And today we need it.
Is that a reach to say Jason probably saved his job that last
game?
Honestly, the first kick, he missed 26 yards, shortest one in the league.
You know what? He mishit it, but he hit the last one. You know, I think he hit it good, too. I mean, he went in the net. Could have gone, you know, even a little bit further. So I think we appreciate that. You know, sometimes there's guys all over that field. We had some errors, some misexecution. But they came back and they made some plays, too. And although his is more visible, that's what he did. He came back.
Did he need that confidence-wise for him?
Well, I think he's always been a guy with great confidence. He just felt like he mishit it. And just, you know, sometimes you have to wait for the next game to get another opportunity. He got another opportunity.
Hey Gus, why do you think the offense was off today? It seemed like Blake didn't have his best day.
Yeah, I don't know. We were talking about the game, like their tempo wasn't quite there. And we were trying to do some things to try to speed it up. And we were just off on a few things. You know, I don't know, but I know we were talking about it on the sideline. We just didn't feel like we were as efficient and execute like we normally did.
You get all those takeaways and no points. How do you stay positive and say that's not going to come back and bite you?
Well, I think because we kept them out of the end zone, and we kept them from scoring points when you get takeaways. So, again, to look at it that way and say, hey, we got off the field, and it was a field position battle. And when you get a takeaway and it's the ball's on a 35-yard line, and if you do get stopped and you can punt it and change field position, that's a positive. But believe me, we'll address it. We've got to come away with points on those.
Guys, I know you always stay up, but in the last 10 seconds, what were your emotions?
Something good's about to happen. I don't know. I mean, I think it was just like, hey, we just want a chance. Just give us a chance. And, you know, with that penalty, it gave us a chance. And that's all you can hope for.
Blake Bortles has never won a road game before. How important is this for him to win on the road?
Well, we've been on the road quite a bit lately, and I think our guys are definitely looking forward to going back home. But, you know, the play as hard as we've done, week in and week out with the stretch that we've had, you know, it is. I think it's not only for Blake, but the whole team. I think it feels good for all of them.
Coach, you know, you've been saying all season long that the most important thing is being in that game going to the fourth quarter, having that chance to win. Now that you see your schedule in front of you, and nothing's a given, but how much louder has the message been to say, hey, we could take this. We could definitely take
this.
Yeah,
no, we don't talk like that because we put all of our attention into the day. And, You know, the NFL is so hard, and you got to really devote all your attention to that day. And if you break away from that, I mean, maybe some teams do. We choose not to. I think we've got a team that really needs to focus on this opportunity and then just take it day by day.
How much did Allen Hurns suck it up today?
Did a great job. I mean, the whole week, the way he competed. Dan Scuda competed the whole week. You know, we went out and worked him out this morning to see if he could play. I mean, he battled. All these guys trying to find a way to get back on the field. So, and Hernsey was one of them.
Did you have Marquise on snap count when it?
I think we were aware of it. We didn't want him to go too much. I don't know, you know, the exact count that he had, but we were aware of it.
How much the way that this game unfolded and the way that you won it, how much you think that situation scenario can lift those guys in there?
Well, I think that the way we laid it out and we talked to the team, I think they understood every week the special teams is important. And we went out there today, and they returned some. They got some returns on us. We have to fix that. But, you know, to have it come through kind of like we anticipated, hey, could be a one-possession game. We got a battle now. We need your will. And special teams is going to be a big part of it. For, you know, that message and how we talked, and then it came through, and then we ended up winning, I think it goes back to us, a credit to them.
Quick turnaround Thursday night. How much is this momentum help you carry through that?
Well, it's good. It's good. Anytime you go into a short week like that, but we don't have much time to celebrate it. Half the time we usually do. We got to get back to work. It's going to be a short week. We got to be smart with how we take care of these guys and, you know, hopefully get ready to go by Thursday. Okay, thank you.
Hey, guys. What's up? Ted Patterson.